DeepEnglish.com.
Depending on whom you ask, Felix von Luckner was a noble, a gentleman, a pirate, and a hero. Was Felix von Luckner a noble and a gentleman? Yes, he was. Felix von Luckner was a noble and a gentleman. What else was he? He was also a pirate and a hero. Born into a German military family, he dreamed of becoming a naval officer since he was a child, even though his father pushed him to follow in his footsteps and become a cavalry officer. Was von Luckner born into a French military family? No, he wasn't born into a French military family. He was born into a German military family. What did he dream of becoming since he was a child? He dreamed of becoming a naval officer since he was a child. What did his father push him to do? His father pushed him to follow in his footsteps and become a cavalry officer. At the age of 13, after failing his tests in school, von Luckner ran away and joined a Russian commercial ship. Did von Luckner pass his tests in school? No, von Luckner did not pass his tests in school. He failed them. Then what did he do? He ran away and joined a Russian commercial ship. He sailed to Australia, where he became a jack of all trades. To where did he sail? He sailed to Australia. And what did he become? He became a jack of all trades. Some of the odd jobs he took over the years included a fisherman, a lighthouse keeper, a boxer, a circus worker, a bartender, a railroad construction worker, and a guard in the Mexican army for President Diaz. Did von Luckner work as a taxi driver? No, von Luckner did not work as a taxi driver. What were some of the odd jobs he took over the years? Some of the odd jobs he took over the years included a fisherman, a lighthouse keeper, a boxer, a circus worker, a bartender, a railroad construction worker, and a guard in the Mexican army for President Diaz. At the age of 20, von Luckner returned to Germany and fulfilled his dream to become a naval officer. Did von Luckner return to Germany at the age of 30? No, von Luckner did not return to Germany at the age of 30. He returned to Germany at the age of 20. What did he fulfill his dream to become? He fulfilled his dream to become a naval officer. By 1914, World War I had broken out, and the German Navy was no match for the powerful British and her allies. Was Germany a good match for the powerful British and her allies? No, Germany was not a good match for the powerful British and her allies. Germany was no match for the powerful British and her allies. One way that the Germans tried to balance the scales was by attacking merchant ships carrying supplies for their enemies. What is one way that the Germans tried to balance the scales? One way that the Germans tried to balance the scales was by attacking merchant ships carrying supplies for their enemies. Von Luckner outfitted a large sailboat with hidden guns and engines and disguised it as a harmless commercial sailboat carrying lumber. What did von Luckner do to a large sailboat with hidden guns and engines? Von Luckner outfitted a large sailboat with hidden guns and engines and disguised it as a harmless commercial sailboat carrying lumber. His plan was simple. They'd approach a merchant ship asking for the time, and when the merchant ship got close enough, they'd raise their German flags and fire 3 warning shots. Was his plan complicated? No, his plan wasn't complicated. It was simple. What would they ask for when they approached a merchant ship? They would ask for the time. And then what would they do? They would raise their German flags and fire 3 warning shots. After boarding each merchant ship, they'd take everyone prisoner and then sink the ship. After boarding each merchant ship, would they take the ship and sink the prisoners? No, of course they wouldn't take the ship and sink the prisoners. They would take everyone prisoner and then sink the ship. It was at this point that von Luckner got his reputation for being a gentleman pirate. Was it at this point that Von Luckner got his reputation for being a rude pirate? No, it wasn't. It was at this point that Von Luckner got his reputation for being a gentleman pirate, not a rude pirate. He had outfitted his boat with 400 bunks for his prisoners and spacious rooms for the captured captains and officers. How many bunks for his prisoners had Von Luckner outfitted his boat with? Von Luckner had outfitted his boat with 400 bunks for his prisoners. And were the rooms for the captured captains and officers cramped? No, the rooms for the captured captains and officers were not cramped. They were spacious. He even had special dining rooms outfitted with French and English magazines and books, and a gramophone with the latest music. With what kind of magazines had he outfitted the special dining rooms? He had special dining rooms outfitted with French and English magazines. And what else had the special dining rooms been outfitted with? The special dining rooms had also been outfitted with a gramophone with the latest music. After the war, he wrote, "War or no war, I still considered all sailors my pals, and had my own ideas as to how our prisoners should be treated. I wanted them to feel as if they were my guests." Did Von Luckner consider all sailors his pals? Yes, he did. He considered all sailors his pals. And how did he want them to feel? He wanted them to feel as if they were his guests. Time after time, Von Luckner pulled the same trick, sinking French, British, and American ships, while treating his prisoners with unheard-of hospitality. What did Von Luckner sink, time after time? Time after time, Von Luckner pulled the same trick, sinking French, British, and American ships. And how did he treat his prisoners? He treated his prisoners with unheard-of hospitality. At one point, when he had collected 262 prisoners, supplies were low, so he gave them a ship that would take them to freedom. How many prisoners had he collected at one point? At one point, he had collected 262 prisoners. And what did he give them when supplies were low? When supplies were low, he gave them a ship that would take them to freedom. Before doing so, he paid each of his prisoners their normal working wage for the time they had been imprisoned on his ship. What did he pay each of his prisoners? He paid each of his prisoners their normal working wage for the time they had been imprisoned on his ship. Over the course of 225 days, Von Luckner sank 16 ships with only one accidental casualty. Over the course of 225 days, how many ships did Von Luckner sink? Over the course of 225 days, Von Luckner sank 16 ships. And how many casualties were there? There was only one accidental casualty. His days as a gentleman pirate ended when a tidal wave destroyed his ship and he ended up being captured. What caused Von Luckner's days as a gentleman pirate to end? A tidal wave destroyed his ship and caused his days as a gentleman pirate to end. And did Von Luckner end up dying after that? No, he didn't end up dying. He ended up being captured.